With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is once again taking aim at Fed Chair Jay Powell over his refusal to lower interest rates more quickly. Bob Agnew reports.
The wisdom and efficacy of adjusting interest rates has become an ongoing standoff between President Trump and Chairman Powell after the payroll processor ADP reported job creation in May slowed. The president took to Truth Social to say the man he's nicknamed too late, Powell, quote, must now lower the rate. He is unbelievable. Europe has lowered nine times. ADP reports private payrolls grew by just 37,000 jobs last month. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump is restricting foreign student visas at Harvard. He said in a Wednesday proclamation restricting the visas that admission into the U.S. to take part in higher education is a government privilege, not a guarantee. He went on to say that the privilege is tied to the institution's compliance and commitment to following federal law, something he says Harvard has failed in this respect, among many others. The FBI arrested a co-conspirator in last month's car bombing outside of Palm Springs Fertility Clinic. Officials say he provided a large quantity of ammonium nitrate to the suspect that was killed in the blast. U.S. Attorney Bill Esalay says Daniel Park and Guy Edward Barkas met in online forums dedicated to the anti-natalist movement.
During the investigation, law enforcement learned of Barkas's pro-mortalist, anti-natalist, and anti-pro-life extremist ideology. We also learned that the bomber had help. Mr. Park, who shares Barkas's extremist beliefs, is accused of shipping approximately 180 pounds of ammonium nitrate, an explosive precursor commonly used to construct homemade bombs, to Barkas.
Audio courtesy ABC7 LA. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention tackles pornography.
Delegates to the looming summer convention will be encouraged to adopt a proposed resolution that urges lawmakers across the country to ban all porn outright. The SBC resolution wants, quote, comprehensive laws that ban the creation, publication, hosting, and distribution of pornographic content in all media, and to provide rigorous enforcement mechanisms, including age verification and civil liability. The convention begins Sunday in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paris authorities have launched an investigation after several Jewish sites across the capital were defaced. The vandalism discovered last weekend targeted two synagogues and a Jewish restaurant in the city's historic district, as well as a third synagogue. An open can of paint was found nearby. There is surveillance footage showing someone dressed in black spraying the paint overnight. This is SRN News. Iran's supreme leader has criticized an initial proposal from the U.S. in negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Charles Della Desma has more.
The remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei colored in a red line, one that says Tehran refuses to give up enriching uranium in any possible deal with the U.S. That demand has been repeatedly made by American officials, including President Donald Trump, though it remains unclear just how much envoy Steve Witkoff brought it up in his initial proposal to Tehran. But what Khamenei did not say in his speech matters as well. He didn't reject the talks, which Iran views as crucial for its economy to lift some of the crushing economic sanctions it faces. Khamenei also didn't insist on any specific level of nuclear enrichment. Iran now enriches uranium up to 60%, a short technical step from weapons-grade levels. I'm Charles Delizette.
More details at srnnews.com.